Today we're going to conclude Siman Kuf Pei Beis, which we just started. Last week we learned Sif Aleph and Beis, which are the halachis of removing body hair, which is the derech of Noshim and not the derech of Anoshim in most communities. Siv Gimel and Dalit complete the rules. Siv Gimel osa lochuch biyadai b'sar beis hashechi u'beis ha'erva k'dei lehashirai. Somebody is scratching with his hands in order, with kavana, to remove the hairs. It's osa v'mutu lochuch b'bigdai lehashirai. But one is permitted to scratch with his hands to remove hair if he has the beged in between. So here, I don't understand the reason. I looked at the Gemara. When you're mechaven to remove it, it should be also in any event. I don't know why would the hefsik beged, these two go together, why the hefsik beged should be any different. And so I didn't see the reason. There is an interesting taz here. Taz Gimel. Is there any marker? Are you supposed to wear your belt higher than your belly button or lower? Depends on your age, right? Depends on the practical.
Depends on your belly too.
How do you set your pants? So if you want a makar for wearing your belt lower than your belly button, Taz Gimel has one for you. Jeff's learned the whole Taz. Just Agav, you see in his lashon. Gimel. There's a study as to why, I once read a study, why older people hitch their pants up higher. They actually did a study on it, why it is that way. It has to do with the bending of the back. What?
Yeah.
The conclusion was, the conclusion was that when people get older, they shrink a bit. The pants don't shrink. So you don't want it to drag. You tend to lift it a little higher, lift a little higher as time goes on. Except when people get very old, they're wearing it a little too high for that explanation. But at any rate, the Taz Tachtavarov mentions this, which is a nice maramukim to have if you ever have anybody who's interested. if anybody ever complains that you're wearing your belt too low, you could show them the Taz.
But
Gartel? He doesn't talk about Gartel. But anyway, let's see Taz Gimel. Why do we say Shulchan Aruch? You're not allowed osa lochuch bebigdai biyadai nisar beis hashechi beis ha'erva. Gam b'taisis perek shnei nezirim sham kasav din zeh b'beis hashechi u'beis ha'erva. El shabarashi sham, you need the two together. El shabarashi sham kasav b'boizu. Gemara is any boy. Are you allowed to rub the Beis Hashem with a hefsik baguette? So Rashi says, Ma'alochach tahinu Beis Hashechi. Lo'isochah Beis Ha'erva. Rashi doesn't talk about the hair in the lower part of the body. Because Amar Yechami Zalatam.
Who is that?
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mar Yechami is the Bach. Because Mar Yechami is the Tam, the Beis Ha'erva b'lafach yasam etam hirer. The Beis Ha'erva is also anyway because of his hirer. A person is supposed to touch himself with that part of the body. Kiddush chinam prepare kol yad reptarfenoy mekol amachnis yodei lamata miti burei tikotzeis. Somebody who puts his hand lower than his belly button, tikotzeis. It's called a navel in the advanced. I once read that. At a party, at an official party, someone approached someone. He said, "You're a doctor. What type of doctor?" He said, "He's a naval surgeon." So she said, "Wow, how they specialize today." Anyway, back to here. So Bach is saying that you're not allowed to. Rashi said the Yibayi is only Beis HaShefi. It's Beis HaErev, you're not supposed to touch anyway. Ve'nirum appears Rashi Shum Rayon. The la'el minei, the still there was the bach. Ve'ein nira mipirish Rashi shumrai. The la'el minei shum b'boyim al legaleach pirish Rashi gam kein beis hashefi. V'shum v'adi havei boyim gam b'beis ha'erva. Where the Gemara is Clark talking about both, Rashi also says one. Rabtarfin. Gam came Lav Raya. Rabtarfin saying it's supposed to put your hands low is also not a Raya. Dakarchachi Lamata Mitiburai. Lav Mamishkamar. Doesn't mean you can't put your hand anywhere lower than your navel. Dimke Tikshilach Beperakol Kisvei. It says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shei Nikra Kei. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was called Kadosh. Mishum Shaleich Nisyadei Lamata Mi'avneitai. He didn't put his hand lower than his gartel, lower than his belt. V'idina b'chol adam kein, my revusid Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And if every person is not allowed to touch his body lower than his belt, what's the chiddush Rabbeinu HaKadosh? V'doichik loymar, this is the line, v'doichik loymar shayin nizel lamata me'avneitai. It's a doichik to say that the difference is the Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't put his hands lower than his belt. Shutvei mulmata me'tiburai, which is lower than the belly button. So the whole difference is, everybody, how would that fit? It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. The opposite. But has it? The Zayn is Svara Klau. No, maybe the belt is higher than the belly button. The Rebbe didn't put it lower than his belt. And everybody else, not supposed to be lower than the navel. So with Takat Shmei, what does it mean? There's no Svara, what's the Havamina? Well, there's no Svara that the difference in Avnei and Tabor should make him into a Halakha person. But you're right, it doesn't fit. He's saying that the belt is lower than the navel. You're saying a Svara clouds that it's backwards.
No, it seems to be that difference between the belly button and the belt. Seems to be the same.
Yeah, but the difference is Fakarit. We're saying now that the belt is lower than the navel, and no one's allowed to put it lower than the navel, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't put it lower than the belt. That doesn't make sense.
Don't say that.
Why? Because the belt is lower than the navel. If the belt would be higher, then it would make sense.
Right.
Okay. Ella Poshetli.
Since Rabbi didn't put it lower than the belt,
right.
He put it lower than the tibur, right?
No. He's saying the Bas said it's also lamai right. Lamai tibur. He says, yes, Rabbi didn't put lower than the abdi. Ela poshetli, who did not call lishna mialia? But when it says the lashon of Rebbeinu Tar lishna mialia, it's a nice lashon. It's a lashon of exaggeration. The chaimash rosham betaisis and bakim sham rosham kreisay nifkas. When it said that his belly splits, kasuhei milosay nifkas. So it says, thank you. When it says lamata me kreisay, it doesn't mean pray. It doesn't mean the stomach. The chayin enes harim bezarayv ha'olam. The oil was not nizer in this. How did he know the oil was not nizer? He's got public bathhouses, maybe. I don't know. Rak, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shaya Kadosh B'Yosef, and Nizer Gam B'Zeh. It's only his ears, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That this inyan of not putting your hand lower than the tabor, so to touch Isim Hakim is a gradin. But to not touch there is a Zahirus, it's not an Isser. Rabbeinu HaKadosh never did it, so he was called Kadosh B'Yisr. Zeshkosav Rambam, Perakofav Milchus Yisurei Bia, Vizelashai, they also Lashleich Yad Bimabushav, Shalayavi Dehir. You're not allowed to touch yourself, Bimabushav, that means your private part. Shalayavi Ledehir, Vafilam Itachas Tiburai, Leichnis Yadai Shema Yavi Ledehir. So the Rambam splits it between touching the private part of the body and touching Lamata Mitiburai. Harry Cholokos on the base above is Tchilokos of Aser, where he's talking the private parts itself. Ubatachas Tibure, Kos of Layachnis, like Kos of Aser. Elder Vze in Isser, Makmitsatesis Kedusha, Vasari Yaseira, Shami Yechis Gam came Bama, he might do something improper. Akin Kos of Tchila, Shloyavili de Hir, Akakos of Shami Yavili de Hir. So touching Mabusha, the person shouldn't touch at all, and touching, if a person washes himself, he washes himself with a washcloth, with a something else, and the lower than the belt, that's the Zahira Sisera. So that's with a washcloth, with a baguette in between. Okay, so this is the Taz. It's like the Oyer B'Shas Hashtana, it says such a thing. Okay, Dalid, Mishiesh Lechatotim B'Beis Hashechi B'Beis Erva, somebody who has pimples in these places, and with star, mitzad asaya, mutalavi, right? This needs a hesper. Now here we have a Chuvas HaRashba. Now we're saying that shaving the underarms is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rashba, the Tshuva, says that for Chayli, it's mutter. That needs a hesber. How can an Issa D'Oraisa be mutter because of pimples, because of a Chayli? It's an Issa to remove the Sarbeis HaShechi that he said earlier. That was Sefalef. Right? So therefore it needs a hesber. So the Rashba says here a chiddush, which will answer something someone asked last week. The Rashba says that in a private area, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. In an exposed part of the body, it's an issa d'oraisa. But in a private part of the body where it's not seen, the issa of le'yibash gevesem asisha is only a d'rabbanan al sahar chaka. And therefore, since it's only a d'rabbanan, he says, b'mokim chatotim, it's mutter. In a place of chayli, it's mutter. Now, if you look at the lashon of Sif Aleph, Hamaver Seir Beis Hashechi Beis Erva Afilu B'Psmarim Keintar Hayumakin Oisei Makis Mardus. It said here the lashon of the Mechaber is that Makis Mardus, which is usually a lashon for a drabbanan. Someone asked last week. I told you the Shach's lashon sounds like it's a deraisa, but at least like the Rashba, it's only an issa drabbanan, and the Mechaber says that he passes like the Rashba. So it seems that you have this that turns it into Rabbanan in a private part of the body. Now we're going to come back to this shortly for an extension of this, which was a big machlaikis. So come back to Sif Dalet. What? If he does the whole body, that's not called Tsar Beis HaShechi. What? But that's not, a woman doesn't do that. A woman doesn't remove all the hair of her body. Therefore, someone who's all the hair, that's not a woman's thing. Right. If it's mutter refua,
to do the whole body, it's also...
No, the whole body's mutter even without refua, no? The whole body's mutter without refua, according to the material.
Well, like in the answer, it's not the derech.
No, just answer this question about the whole body.
I think the Rashba learned from the whole body, which is the refua, to face the shechri, which is also the refua.
He says there that it's also the refua. Uh-huh. But did it say here that it's only the refua? No, you mean the shachay said... The father of four come chavdi liyupa yadarav nivelu. So okay, then you're right. But then it's really a different heter. I don't know. The way I saw the Rashba brought it didn't sound like that. It sounds like the heter is that the father of four come chavdi. It's not a yipui. That's why it's mutter batsim even without a tzarech of four. I think.
But it's not like the tales of Rosh or Torah Shetakim where no matter for what reason.
Because there is not out there, so Liz Dama is, so there it's us no matter what. Sorry, Ari.
What means
to
say, it's done for refuah, by definition, that's not derechisha. It's doing this for a different purpose. It's not
for because it is a derechisha. If someone refuah puts on a dress, so you can't say, since it's refuah, it's not derechisha. It's still derechisha. He's just doing it for a different reason. The maisa is still a maisa.
Like cutting hair.
Cutting the hair to base HaShechi, yeah. It's a maisa. That's a maisa of nashim. So if you do it for a different reason, so we'll see soon. There's a bach that holds a different reason as mutter, and we're going to talk about it at length.
So exactly, see, we have a lot of shape all the body here. That's okay, because it's not exactly the damas. So you're too better for it's not exactly.
The maisa is exactly the same. The purpose is different by basis. What? No, it's something else. That's in a place where it's a derech of men and women. It's not miyuchet for women. All men, all women have the same custom of removing Seir Beis HaShechi, so then there's no issur. Then it's not a ma'aseh, yeah. And Sifdal is talking a place where it is only the women that do it and not the men.
The ma'aseh
is the same ma'aseh, it's for a different purpose. It's for a different purpose. Someone puts on a dress because some other reason. So, I'm not comparing to Pasarosh. I'm just saying, here this is Lazdamais. Now, the mice is the same mice. The purpose is a different purpose. Oh, so we're going to see the Bach sheet is that way. We'll see in a minute. If you're doing it for a different purpose, if it's mutter. Okay, I have neighbors that came from Iran 20 years ago when they were all running away. So we asked them how they got out. They put on the whole lady's outfit, you know, to escape. They all got dressed. You know, Milan, Iran, is they put on everything. You can't see anything. So they were dressed as women to escape. We'll talk about Purim. It's interesting. Halacha talks about Purim. We'll talk about it shortly. All right, let's go to Sif Hei. Loi sa'ade isha ade ish. A woman should not put on ade ish. What is ade exactly? Is jewelry or something that makes a person look good? Kegon she'tosim b'roisha mitznefes. A woman to put on a black hat, a man's hat, or a man's turban, or armor. So that's asur. Or to take a man's haircut is asur. If somebody has the stapled versions without the extra page. This is not the fault of the Shurin consulting firm. This was my my oversight. So pass it down, please. No, I didn't. It was my mistake. The inferiority of these copies no way reflects on the copy machines at Shurin Consulting. A woman's not allowed to take a man's haircut. And a man's not put on clothing of a woman, such as to put on colored clothing, I guess that are not the derech of a man. And some type of gold ornament, a necklace, or whatever it is. In a place where that's not worn. Don't wear that necklace, Ela Anoshim. So he says clearly it depends on the time and the place. It's not set in stone. It depends on time and place. But filu be'echad min abgadim asur. And this Ramah is very important. A person could think that the issur is to disguise yourself as a woman. You have a man who disguises himself as a woman, so that's asur. So such Ramah, no. Even if he's got a long beard, and obviously he's a man, and he's only putting on one baguette of an isha, or a woman's putting on one baguette, it's the same issur. Afu bishin the karim b'shabik dayim. You know he's a man or a woman. It's still asur. There were tashim. Men wore a certain kind of rings, and women wore other types of rings. It's a Mishnah, Mishnah Shabbos. So the derech was to wear certain things, and a man's allowed to wear. A man's allowed to wear a man's. The wedding band, if a man wears it, there's no isser, because it's a beged ish. It's normal for a man to wear it. Anything that in that society, it's normal for a man to wear, you're allowed to wear. But something that's not normal for a man to wear, that's where.
Does this include clothes that are not visible?
Okay, we're going to, according to the Rajba, it would seem that it's in the Siddur Rabbanan on clothes that are not seen, and that is still asr. What? Yeah, but if you're wearing one baguette of a woman, then it's still asur.
You can't see it, because even if it's recognizable, the person, the isha or isha,
Look in Tazvav, afir mevor bebesi, I said, v'zei yesh malkis, kivin the nikar ahevdol bein ish le'isha, because it's nikar that you're wearing a baguette, even one baguette, that's called nikar. Mashenken avar asaya beis ha-shechi, deini nikar befahesya, that it's not seen at all. And the way I would phrase it is that wearing a feminine thing is awesome. Even if everyone knows you're a man, but you're wearing a feminine baguette, so that's awesome. The person is not allowed to wear, even though everyone knows he's a man. So that's awesome. If it's not nicker at all,
then it's an Issa Drabbanan. That's the Rashba that says that it's only an Issa Drabbanan. Undergarment, I assume it's called not Nicker. Yeah, if you go to base it. Yeah. Now, those who do it in the derech of women, it's mutter. The derech of women, I guess that would be called any nicker. It's in a private.
They don't leave the payas, so some men wouldn't do that.
What?
They don't leave the payas, so men wouldn't do that.
I say they don't leave payas, so therefore. But those are the ones who shave it all the way down. There are many women who wear just the low short haircut. In the chinami. So in the society, it's a little hard to say with certainty if today there's an issa for a man to wear an earring. Two earrings, Mustam is also certainly no man wear two earrings. Some men wear one earring.
Why would a man wear an earring?
Why?
Question is, if in New York City, in New York City and San Francisco, it's a derech for men to wear earrings. We're shaking the rest of the world. But, okay, normally we go by normal men. Stuff has to include. It has to be a reshamayim. The fact that women wear it is probably not adequate. That guy wear it is not adequate. Okay, so we'll talk about it. Let me go beseder here. Let me go here in a seder of the main issues. The primary issue in this sugya is yesterday I learned the Mishnah of Arba Malachas Chaser Achas. I spoke for about 10 minutes about why it doesn't say 39, and then someone on the side who was talking with people said, "I have a kasha." And he asked, "Why doesn't it say 39? Why is the Abba Chasas?"
So you're telling him you're right.
I told him he's right. let's. The main issue here, which anybody who learns the sugya would have, is an issue of the Shitas HaBach. The Bach says that this is only osur if a person does it for the look. Now, it doesn't mean he has to want to look like a lady. But it means he's doing it for the look, for the way, l'noyu l'kishut. He's wearing it for the beauty. Let's, according to the Bach Shita, if a man was, if it was raining outside, and a man gave his coat to a raincoat, a man's raincoat to a woman, the Bach Shita is that that's mutter. Because it's clear to everyone, she's not wearing a l'noyu l'kishut. She's not wearing it for the look. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want to look that way. She's just wearing it for protection. So the Shitas HaBach is that that's mutter. The Bach also says that, if I understand correctly, he says there are two heterim, and he says a second heter. The second heter, which we're going to see in a minute, the Shach brings the Bach, is, the way I understand, things that are worn for a purpose. Let's say a mailman has a mailman's uniform. And a woman is a mailman, so she's putting on a male person's uniform. Or an engineer used to have on the trains, used to have an outfit, or a professor, or whatever it is, a doctor. He also says that that's mutter. It's the same idea. The idea is, if it's worn, l'noyu l'kishut, it's aser. If it's worn for other purposes, it's mutter. His second heter is even if it's worn for other purposes, but it's the derech of a certain type of a person to wear it, then it's mutter. That's a Shita Sabach. Now, let me finish. The Bach Shita is a Das Yochid. No one passes like the Bach outright. Although, if we explain the Bach, we'll find some place that will pass like the Bach. So, in order to go here in order, we have to go Beseder. I told you it's the Pashtus of the Bach. The Taz and Shach both bring it. I think we should learn it in... Where's it more clear? In the bar, in the Shach, Shach Zayin. You have to turn back. The bottom of the Shach Zayin. Because of Abach, the Eshheter, Bebeis Dvorin. The Bach has two heterim. Her Echad. Shein Isser, Achilu Bedavishu Noi Vekishut. It's not also, even if it's a beggar that's normally one for beauty. Ela Bisha, Levesh, think the Ishus Damas Leish. The woman is wearing it Now, don't touch lizdamis leish means she wants to dress up as a man. Just means she's wearing it for the masculine look, for the man's look. And a man who wants a feminine beauty, if they're wearing it in order to be protected from the sun, or the cold, or the rain, mutter. So you have a beferish heter in the bach. Habez. Now the second heter is not that clear. Af lizdamis einisel b'dvarim shein asuri l'noy l'kishut. Even lizdamis is only those types of begadim that are worn l'noy l'kishut. If you want to be mizdama to a mailman, he wears it. Well, you could argue it's also noy l'kishut. But the understanding is it's worn to be an outfit of some sort. That's my understanding of the Bach's second heter, which is not the primary discussion anyway. Ein shom sheherich. So the shach ain't devar mukhrachim kolkach. He says his words are not so it's not clear that his words are so. Mukhachim nira danu dafnu b'tikune isha. Avon loivesh mamish big day isha. If he's literally putting on big day isha sheni nikashuish mechein ipcha. B'chol yin asur. Even he's doing it for protection. If he's putting on all the begadim, then certainly it's asach and kasev areim b'sefi areim. Dasa lilvay shafilu derech arai ubederech schaik. Even for a joke, somebody wants to go, he's playing in a skit, he wants to dress up as a woman. It's asach shari lechila kakosu. Torah says, I'll dress up. Uf yishurisi bin yadim loishim abushe isha. Gam isha vabushe ish b'derech arai b'mishtoi shalchasim v'kala. He's put on a skit at a chasim v'kala, they wanted to dance. And they got dressed up, a man as a woman, or reverse. Chay min yonim harbe, since I see they do this, kosafti kain ad kan l'shaynay. Says, therefore, who's he quoting? The rain, the Mizrahi. Umashba de bechol ma'bushim ka'amar, umari begabne de prisha, vabach nitzchach bedvar v'ayin sham, uli yisul levishas geva simlas isha bepurim, herich habach kan, v'ayin barachayim tofer sadik vav. So we have time, we'll get to Purim. But anyway, what do we have so far? We have the Bach says that if it's worn not l'noy l'kishut, that it's mutter. The Shach says, ain't devarim mukhrachim kol kach. It's not an out-and-out rejection, but he says that ain't devarim mukhrachim. And he says one thing is for certain, to wear begadim that make a person look as a isha, really look as a isha, that's certainly also, even according to the Bach, even for other purposes.
In the case of the mailman,
it already became the derech for men and women. Okay. You're right. Okay.
It's a woman's cut pants. It's a woman's ruin the fashion.
Maybe it's a woman.
I think would say that.
Okay. Maybe it's a different woman's cut than a man's cut. Could be. Yes.
I would say the case would be said by the Persians.
All right, 1 second. What? Lizdama means to look feminine. Right. If it's not devarim, that's what I think it means, like an outfit that's worn, doctor's outfit, these type of things, which I guess it doesn't bring the whole lashon. I think that's what he means. The way that Achrayim bring the Bach, that's how they explain this Kavanah. That's how I come to that understanding. Okay, I don't know.
One guy's brother to dress up,
It's mutter. So let me finish. So what's the problem? Well, we got to everything one at a time. The Chochmas Adam rejects this Bach based on a kasha that has to be answered if you want to rely on such a Bach. He asked that the halachi is that klei zayin are also aser. A woman's not allowed to wear the clay zayin of an ish. And the clay zayin of an ish is not lizdama, it's to go to war. And still, it's also to wear it. And you're going to want to say, maybe there, she goes to war, she wants to look like a soldier. So zakta chachmas adam, but it's not true, because we find by Yoel and Sisra, Sisra's asleep, Yoel wasn't dressing up for anybody. So it says she took the yosei, she took a peg to kill him. Why didn't she take his sword? Because of this, or of Layu Meshgever, the other one, not Layu Meshgever, but like Silbash, that the woman's not allowed to dress up as a man. So there it was done for practical reasons. And still, the Rishayim say that she took, the Targum Yonison says that she was allowed to take Klei Zayin. Because it was very big day ish. So that is la halacha.
So,
we're going to talk about the fact she didn't wear it. I'm not talking about it one second. So, no, because there was no extra sakana. She was able to kill him that way also. And what? That's another issue. Yeah. So therefore the. Therefore the Chachmas Adam Paskin's not like the Bach. He doesn't follow Shitas HaBach. He does allow one chilik. Now as he says, not like the Bach. He says you have to answer Klei Zayin. He does say that looking in a mirror, which is one of the Bach's rayas, it says it was not the derech of men to look in a mirror, and it was awesome. And then Rabbi Kivegi here on the page says, nowadays men also look in a mirror. But in those days it was awesome. Yet it says, when you go for a haircut, you're allowed to have a mirror to make sure the guy doesn't cut off too much, meaning part of the scalp as well. So they were chashed on it. So you're allowed to, why you're allowed to look? So he makes a chilek. That's something that's an act that men and women do. So it's only awesome to kishut, like looking in a mirror. But somebody that's on the goof, he rejects the Shittas HaBach. Now, Ramesha comes along. He explains the Bach Shita in order to answer this Kasha. He has a Hesber. And based on that Hesber, we have sort of a middle ground to allow the Bach. Now, the main Shuv of the Gersmesha on this is a Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin Hay, where he explains the Bach in Yerdeya. Earlier in Yerdeya Bey, Simen Samach Aleph, where he already knew his Shita, he didn't explain it till this later tshuva. There he says that with his explanation you can rely on the Bach Shita Lamaisa. But he has the following important explanation. He says that the Isser of the Bach Lizdamais Leisha is the following. What things a woman wears for beauty, a man is not allowed to wear for beauty. Things a man wears to look like a man, a woman is not allowed to wear to look like a man. Things a man takes for a different purpose. A man takes clay zion to be able to fight a war. A woman is not allowed to take clay zion to fight a war. A man puts on a raincoat to protect himself from the rain. A woman is not allowed to wear a raincoat to protect herself from the rain. If you have a beged that the woman is wearing for a different purpose than what the man wore it, then it's mutter. You follow? Let's say, I'll give you my example, it's not Ramesh's example, but let's say a hat. A man wears a hat not to protect his shekel, and not to protect his hair. A man wears a hat just, that's a style of wearing. So if a woman wants to put such a hat on a shekel to protect it, so Ramesh holds that would be mutter. The issel is damais, is to wear it for the same reason a man wears it. So it's a middle ground. I throw it away. What do I need a baseball hat for? What? Why does a man wear a baseball hat? Okay. So then a woman can't, is not allowed to wear. So then women are supposed to wear. If men and women. I'm not sure. Is it the derech of men and women to wear baseball caps?
Yeah.
All right, so it's mutter for a different reason. Because it says it depends on a society. A society where men and women both wear it, it's mutter.
That it's said already in Shulchan Aruch. That it's Mabushe Ish Lefi Minig HaMokem Ahu. It goes by each society. But so that's a different story. But men and women have different style raincoats.
Okay, but we both wear
style raincoats. And for a man to put on pink pajamas is awesome. But if it's clearly a man's baguette, then it's awesome. And a man also wears a fitzino. Men, they don't wear it for what? When it's cold, I put on my jacket. I don't know. Men put on jackets because it's, they might wear it for other reasons, but they put it on because it's warm. When it's cold in the house, I put on my jacket. Okay, some people do. Anyway, Ramesha, right.
Why can't a woman wear raincoat?
A woman could certainly wear a woman's raincoat.
Mark, you can come out to you.
If a again, Ramesha's Psa, the Chochmas Adam says everything's out and out also. A woman can't wear a man's baguette for weather related purposes. He says for sure it's also. The heter that Ramesha has, he doesn't say raincoat, Samutter. Ramesha's heter is for a woman to wear a baguette ish for a different purpose than the purpose a man wears it. If a man wears it for purpose A and a woman is wearing it for purpose B, it's mutter. We all agree that to put a hat to protect a sheitel is mutter because men don't wear hats to protect their sheitel of their hair.
Now,
if it's a baguette a man wears for the rain, you can't give it to a woman. If it's a baguette a man wears for warmth, he can't give it to a woman. If a man wears it for a different reason,
he's wearing it for yuppies.
What do men wear it for in general? If men wear it for a purpose, then women can't wear it for the same purpose. We can argue about the mitzvahs. We can argue why men wear, why women wear, but that's what Moshe said. Men wear pantyhose. Joe Pepitone. Wow. Wow. Remember that? He got thrown out of baseball because he got suspended because he wore pantyhose.
Yeah.
I don't think men are allowed to wear pantyhose. I'm sorry. And women wear for the look.
I thought the guy looked pretty good too.
Don't say to my name. Don't say to my name. Okay. I'm Purim to dress up like a woman. I want to get Purim is in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah talks about Purim. And can I trouble you again, Mishnah Berurah? You know where they are?
Yeah. So,
can a police woman carry a gun? So that's an interesting question. Ramesh's tshuva there is a letter to the Yishuv of Netzion Gever, whether the women are allowed to go with guns. When they travel, they're living in the Shtachim, in places where it's dangerous. And Ramesh has a tshuva to them, and he says that that it's also for them to wear an Uzi over their shoulders, something that's worn. He says it's aser, but he says a handgun. His lashon is it's not clay milchama, and therefore they're allowed to have it. It's not a beged milchama. He also writes, interesting, that where it's sakana, they're allowed to take it anyway. And he says the following. He says, I let them stay home, not go shopping. Who needs them to go shopping? Let them stay home and only go out with men. So Ramesha writes that that's not a cheshbon. They're allowed to live normally. And if it's a sakana, they're allowed to protect themselves by if it's necessary. So he has two separate hatarim. Now he writes a lashon that a handgun is not clay milchama and it's mutter. Now you're asking, but it's clay policeman. And a policeman, okay, today in New York they have police women also, so it's no longer baguette-ish, but what? If they have police women, then it's not a baguette-ish. How else do you handle? Oh, they have police women, okay, that wear guns.
So Ramesh is not talking in a place where women wear guns. He was assuming that. What? Right.
So then there's going to be a thousand of them that are called the fighters, and they naturally carry rifles and guns.
Maybe. I don't know. It's always hard to know. It's the same shadow with pants. It's very hard to know if there's loyal bash on pants in America. They still bash, given that women in America wear pants, there's no question. But 1 minute. Pants that are cut for women, that are women's pants, that doesn't go in the cheshbon. So about women that wear sweatpants, you know, that are unisex pants. So it's questionable whether that makes it oisla yilbash. It's from the paiskim, it sounds like the assumption is that pants are beged ish. Now, if it's women's pants, there's no question it's not beged ish. A man's not allowed to wear women's pants. But yes, the question is whether they go into the cheshbon or not, you know, if it's enem in a minyan, that type of a thing. So I don't know the answer.
There's an argument that but women didn't go to war because they were physically inferior. You know, they would be over. Today, everything is gone. A man and woman can
women in Israel do not go to war. It's not true. In Israel, the women do not go to war. It's not true. Women do not go to combat. But they don't. The women don't.
The armor, you know, the rifles, everything's not high tech.
And the women still don't go. Even in Israel, the women don't go to battle. They don't have combat. Okay. You could argue that plays Zion. Okay. The issue of women wearing pants, Rabbi Bleich, in the second volume of his Contemporary Halacha, has a very nice collection of tshuvas on the topic. He says, outside of the tznias inyan, let's say women when they go skiing have the shayla. They'll wear a skirt over the pants. They want to wear the pants underneath. So how do you say skiing in here in Ivrit? Glisha, I think, right? It's skating. Okay. So remember, there's a line in Michas Yitzchak. He was asked if they could wear pants on their skirt. He writes, "Vloy silbash, vloy siglash." But pants that are cut the way women's pants are different than men don't have an issue. The issue of tznias, but there's no issue now the issue does come up with women wearing pajamas at night when they go to sleep. Where now if they have pink ones, it's not big day ish, and it's certainly mutter. The question is wearing the sweatpants type of things, which are made for men and women. I would think that it's aser. It's a question of a deraisa, and if a woman wants to wear pants when she goes to sleep, she should get things that are clearly women's. A little bunny on it or something, you know. It's something that's a man's pants, that man's and woman's beged. Even she's alone, I'm not talking about in front of other people, but there's this even when you're alone to wear big day ish.
And they sell it in women's stores to women doesn't make
that. It has to be that a woman who's mocked on not wearing men's clothes and sneer and yonate sneers. I mean, today there are people in society who. They have all kinds of people, but the people that we would say are included in the minion of our culture have to wear such a thing.
But if it's clear that
it has to be clear in our culture. The question is only from Yidden count, not from Yidden. The culture we live in, it has to be clear. And yeah, once it becomes, there's no question that it's really the Ramah, that once it becomes a Malbush Ishvi Isha, it's Mutter. Question is, who counts in that reckoning? You know, Kesher Rishon made a Minamin, how far does it go? So I think it has to be in your culture. There are certain Goyim who have a certain culture that's a finer culture. They're not going to wear earrings in their ears.
The first people who start the minhag of Rishon,
because Ramesh has a tshuva about that, and he said there's certain things that start. Ramesh has a tshuva. He says, how is wearing short jackets? In Europe, they were long, so how did Yidden start? How did they stop the heter? Terence says, because you come to a country where everyone wears short, and you also wear short. It's not, in this country, there's no difference between this style and the other style.
This is compromising
with Israel. Without this. Okay. Would
you mind to say that with Yael and Sisra that it was not before Memphis?
I can't answer how he explains Yael and Sisra. I don't see it. The question someone asked before, that Yael and Sisra, she wasn't wearing it, she was handling it. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. But apparently whoever says Yael and Sisra holds that even handling it, which I don't think, I don't know that we pass in that way.
Yeah,
handle or screwdriver? Women don't have handles and screwdrivers. You know, when I got married, Rav Elia Chazan was in Masad HaKadushin. So he was not Masad HaKadushin, the Beshita somehow. He did it twice. One of them was for me. So the photographer took a picture of him. So we made two copies, one for our house and one for him. So we brought it to him. We had two frames, a black frame and a white frame. So you had to know Rav Elia Chazan to appreciate this. He was the most absent-minded genius he could think of. Like I said once, he smoked in shir, but he often put the wrong side of the cigarette in his mouth, literally, and tried to light the filter. And that was him. Anyway, so I went to his house with the two pictures and asked him to choose one. There were different frames. He didn't have, he's looking at the two pictures. He thought I was asking which picture. He said, "Then the Kamat Zelba, you know, the picture." And then I brought a hammer and a nail. So no joke, this is what he said to me. "You brought a hammer and a nail?" He says, "You think my wife's not a balabusta? She doesn't have a hammer and a nail?" So he said to me, "In all innocence, my wife's not a balabusta." So I don't know if the hammer or the nail, you know, basically.
I think you're going to but the
I don't know. I never get into that. I don't understand the old sister thing, so I don't know.
Sure.
But Purim. I have to add one kula. Ramosha does write, the Chachmas Adam writes, that his difference with the Bach is only on worn items. It's not on items that are carried. It seems from him that an umbrella, the Chachmas Adam would be masking that to have a lady's umbrella would be mutter, because it's not worn. He says that as a pshara in the Bas Shita. This is not Ramosha, this is in the Chacham Gadol himself, the more machmir. Things that are carried, he says, a mutter. Things that are worn is where he's
even
where his
mouth.
Even pink, yeah. Now, Purim. People asked about Purim. So it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah rather, says at the end of Hilchas Purim, the end of Rosh Tzadik Vav, Mashadogu Lulbash Partzufim B'Purim, the custom to wear costumes on Purim, the gever loyvish simlos isha v'isha kli gever, ein iser b'davar, me'achas she'im mechavdin el l'shis simcha b'yalma. I don't know how to touch this. So there's no iser, because you only mechavdin l'simcha. I don't know what that means exactly. Chem l'vishas klayim d'rabbanon. You're even allowed to wear a shatnis d'rabbanon. V'yeshayim rim da'osr. He says, they're oisrim. Avalam minik is far rishayim. He says, the minik is like the first shita. Now, in order to explain this, I'm not sure. We'll see in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, so don't walk out. But the way I understand this is the following: there's another heter that says here in the same Ramah, derech simcha. People on Purim derech simcha grab things one from the other. There's no iser to grab things from other people on Purim. Doesn't say what you're allowed to grab. Something that the Tavei Yair don't say that's too much. But derech simcha is mutter. This is similar to the Ramah in Chashem Mishpat. He said when you're dancing for a chosen, if you damage somebody's clothing, we once had it where somebody broke someone's glasses dancing at a simcha. Allah, the Ramah says that you're potter. Why is he doing it? Derech simcha. The understanding is that this comes from Taisus and Masechet Sukkah. That by Taisus says that by the Simchas Beis Hasheva, where they used to be chaytif after they by the Arav, the Shana Rabba, it says chaytvin luvayim esregeim zemizad. They used to grab love esregeim one from the other. So there are different explanations of what that means, and one of the hasbeirim is Taisus. Taisus says if you do it derech simcha l'shem shemayim, how that's exactly l'shem shemayim, I'm not sure, but then it's mutter. If you do it derech simcha, it's mutter. So the same thing it says there when you're dancing, Simchas Chasam Vekala, you're potter. It says, but on the condition that he's dancing, the Tzayrati Mesameach Chasam Vekala, he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So here also must mean Derech Simcha that it's done for a mitzvah. The Ramah says, Ayin V'yaradeh Kupay Beis, Shekos V'atam B'Shem Abach, Shesh Levatel Minik Zeh B'Purim, B'Simchas Tesuin. It doesn't seem to be B'Shem Abach. V'chein Kosev B'Beragoy L'Sham, when he karim heim, if you're only wearing one bag of ishi, not dressing up totally, after shein limchais behen, maybe you shouldn't be meicha. So it seems that people go and they buy a shirt, a lady shirt to wear on Purim. So wearing that, he says, after shein limchais behen, and ishlo hisiru laharchik mizeh. To wear big da'isha, to get dressed up as a woman, that for sure the Mishnah Berurah says is aser. That's not to take away from the fact that Ramah says it was the minhag in his day to do such a thing. So obviously Chulukei Deis is Purim. L'maisa, a person is the Shav Deraisa, a person should be Zohir. In this, and the question is by children. Sometimes little people have two-year-olds like to dress them up as a cute little girl, as a boy, and the reverse. You know, I don't think it's exactly rachacham nechem enu, but for doing it to a child, maybe there's the Yeshama Mitzvah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to go through it, but you're right. I said that. I just don't want to get everyone into the nitty gritty of it. But at any rate, this is the Psak Halacha on Purim. Now, we did not get to the fellow whose hair was half white, whose beard was half white and half black. That's an issue of dying here, and that's a very hard issue. A sivvav. Also, le'ish l'laket, afil ha-seir echad lava mitech ha-shechayres. Shom lo yilbash gever. A man who has a white hair and wants to remove it is not permitted to do it. I still remember distinctly the first time I was by my barber, he was giving me a haircut, and I looked at the sheet, and there were white hairs there, and I asked him why he gave me someone else's thing. Where are the white hairs from? He said, you got a couple of them. So, soon if I have some black hairs there, I'm going to complain. But, in the beginning at least, it bothers people. Now we know that you just look distinguished. You don't look old when you have white hair. You just look distinguished. There's a gentleman upstairs, Lashon Hara prevents me from saying his name, but you would enjoy it. But anyways, a gentleman upstairs who came to me to complain that it's much too cold, the air conditioner, you know, the guy says the air conditioner is too cold. And so I told him, remember when we were kids, all the old men used to complain it was too cold? So I told him. So he was taken aback. He doesn't think of himself as an old man. He's got a number of grandchildren. Some have bar mitzvah already. He was very taken aback. He didn't know what to say. And he hasn't complained since. You know, but it's the truth, isn't it? The truth. It's you know, the old people always complain it's too cold, and we're not cold. What? I mentioned I talked about last week, but the Mechaber here says you're not allowed to wear you're not allowed to remove the hairs. You're not allowed to dye your hair, afil asara achas, even one hair. You're not looking at a mirror, so there Rav Kivega says, Bismanenu, it's mutter. So here we have the isser of dying here. Now here, dying, good, one second. So here we have an issue of dying here, whether it's us. Now the first argument that people give me is that in America today, it's a derech of men and women to dye their hair. Most famously, Ronald Reagan, who had black hair at the age of 80, whatever it was, and insisted that he didn't dye his hair. But we all know the truth. The politicians, you know. But so the question is whether today there's an isser to dye hair as well. Now, it's hard to take a Shulchan Aruch and change it just by an umdina that today it's the derech. I don't know statistically it's the derech of men to dye hair or not. Those who do dye their hair, I'll be melam eschus on them that in America it's the derech, but it's not certainly not something that's lechatchila.
I asked a roommate,
So like you're saying, they are material. Now the issue, the famous issue, was this gentleman who was for some reason, the doctor will explain, had half of it, one side of his face was white, one side was black, and he ran around to the Chachmei Yisrael of his generation, about 130 years ago, to try to find a heter to dye the white part of his the white parts of his hair in order to dye them black. Now he wanted to dye it black. One of the answers they gave him was to dye it white. I don't know if they market dye for, probably today in the movies they have it, but all right, in his time, I don't know, to dye the whole thing white would have been a heter.
Why isn't it necessary?
What?
His hair was black to start with. It started fading out.
It's a very interesting, you make an interesting argument. This is one of the arguments that were made. I wanted to get, all right, let me start with that. The heter, the original heter of a Chacham Echad. Now, this Chacham is not known to us. He doesn't have a famous sefer, so I can't identify him to you, except that when he's quoted in these Svarim, the Shalom Meshiv, he's quoted as Tzadik HaChassid, he's quoted as an Adam Gadol. So apparently, the one that was being makel here in this was an Adam Gadol, and he had a heter, and there's a Chuvas Avnei Zakarin, which is quoted, which also have very similar heterim. Their heter, I'll take the two together, is the following. They say that the Isser is to change your appearance. He says to go back to your natural appearance should not be awesome. This person was apparently young enough to have black hair. So he says, the Lashon he says is if somebody would have a pimple on his face, he'd want to remove it for to look more normal. No one would say that that's aser. So here he's got a mum. A normal, the teva of a person in this look is to have black hair. He's an age where he has black hair. He's got a mum, he's got white hairs. So therefore, it should be, that was the argument, it should be mutter. Sometimes there are people today, you see they have little tufts of white hair in the middle of their hair. I have a fellow like that in my shir. He's got the middle of his hair, he's got some white hairs. He's married, so I don't think he cares to dye it. But sometimes people are dating, they blame it on that, you know, that's why they can't. So let me finish. So the shita of this Avnei Zakarin and this other Gadol was that, like you're saying, that that's mutter, he's only removing a mum. Va'oid. They want to hang it on the Rajba. The Rajba said that Beis HaShechi is only a Durabbanan, because it's not Nikr. So they're saying for a 25-year-old, a 30-year-old, to dye his hair black, that's not Nikr. When you have an older person who dyes his hair, so it's Nikr, he's a man who dyes his hair. You know, you see him white, when they see him black. But for a person who that's his normal look is to look that way. That was the argument that it's only the Rashba is only going to make it into a Durabbanan. Once a Durabbanan, we're more makel to say Svaris Lahakal. So this was the Shita of these two Gedailim. However, most of the Gedailei Hazman were not makel, the Shalom Eshiv, the Divrei Chaim, have Shuvas about it, the Maram Shik, three of the Gedailim. And interesting eitzes. What's interesting is that Divrei Chaim, who was a chassid from the shtaka, from the Kanoim, on the chassidim, told him to shave. He said, shave off your beard. I mean, he meant probably with powder. He said, shave. Well, you're going to shave. You're not going to look. I mean, it doesn't look as bad, especially if you have a short haircut and you wear a big yarmulke and a hat. So he gave him an eitzah to shave. What's interesting, what? Why is it mutter to shave? It's also, it looks like a woman.
Yeah.
So I'll leave on some sideburns.
Yeah. Someone with a white beard is shaving not because he wants to shave.
He's shaving to if he takes off his black hairs and his white hairs, so then it's better.
Why is the beard?
This of dye, because women are makbid to remove white hairs. So that's why when men do it. Well, they don't have hairs on their face. But wherever they have hair, they remove it. Okay, I guess it's one Shem Davar of it. I hear the title. It's musing, the Maram Shik's Eitzah was to dye everything red. He says, Einoi noi lenoshim. Women don't dye their hair red. No, nobody whose hair is not red is going to dye their hair red. So who wants to look red? So dye your whole beard red. Now, he may not have wanted to look red either, but that's the Merav Shik's
surgery, nose job.
So it's interesting. There are tshuvas. There are a number of tshuvas about doing a plastic surgery, doing a nose job. There are oyser in the Michas Yitzchak Asers al Tzbeget Isha. Statistically, women do facelifts and plastic surgery much more than men. And he asks al Tzbeget al Isha. Now, Ramosha has a tshuva. He doesn't have a havamina to ask her out for this reason. He talks about mechabel begufay, this is to bechayvel begufay, and there he has a heter that chaval is only also derech mitzayim v'derech mitzayim, only in a manner of fighting or of aggression, and the derech tikkun its mutter. I had this taina on the Michas Yitzchak. Michas Yitzchak said it's also to have plastic surgery because of layibash beges and leish. Let's say you have a man who looks like a lady. So he wants to have plastic surgery to look like a man. So you're going to ask her, Aslayibash Gevasim Lasisha? So what's the point? The point is, it depends. If the plastic surgery is made to give you feminine features, so everyone will agree, it's also Aslayibash Gevasim Lasisha. But if the plastic surgery is to give you masculine features, you want to have a square jaw like Pliny, you know, like the movie star. So that, if you're doing it for masculine features, very hard to understand. Those that would ask her out the sister. That's what it's. What about
those hair plugs?
Hair plugs?
Yeah,
hair transplants ought to be bald. It's been man's dream since forever, you know, to have it. You know, they still have on the radio. They advertise. You get free things. You just pay $20 for shipping, and you get free. You know, you pay $2 for shipping. The thing costs $1 to make or 2 cents to make. How could it be that for centuries they've been marketing these things and people today still believe it? There's a big taiva to look young, and that's how it is. Yeah. Yeah. It just doesn't want to be crooked. Okay. But it's hard to understand that plastic surgery should be a woman's thing, since it goes both ways. Look, I mean, look like a woman. All right. Anyway, Michas Yitzchak asks, Ramosha says, doesn't mention the Yilbash. He only mentions Derech Mitzayim. The last issue, I neglected to read the last words of the Ramah on the previous sif. Tumtum v'andragonis asurim l'santev ki'isha. Tumtum v'andragonis are not allowed to dress up as a woman. And the Shach says, not as a man. What is a tumtum andragonis supposed to dress up as exactly? How do you understand it? How do you understand it? So I saw a hesber that they're not allowed to have everything like a man and everything like a woman. Very strange in practical terms. It's a shailus that unfortunately comes up. But anyway, so adkan lo yilbash. Now here, after the amutayvim on Sunday, Parshas Noyach, we will start Kuf Pei Gimel, we're going to learn Hilchas Nida. Actually, we're going to start Kuf Tzadiches. We're going to learn Hilchas Nida, Yirtzeh Hashem, over the coming year. I'm going to start with Kuf Tzadiches. That's the most negeah. Those are halachas of Chatzitza by Tvila, which are most negeah. Somebody already learned Hilchas Nida. We'll come back to Kuf Pei Gimel afterwards. That's the Sunday after the first Navish year. The Sunday. Now, next Sunday, if you wish, I will come together. I would like to learn next Sunday Hilchis Sukkis, Hilchis Sukkah, Hilchis Lulav, which one would you prefer? And one or the other. And I like to switch off. One year do Hilchis Sukkah, and the other Hilchis Lulav. I figure it's Shichas 12 months. So I figure that for 2 years. David, Kuf Tzadiches, when you have a chance, we need a fair fee. I'm this Kuf Tzadiches, 198. I could give a shiur. I'd say to everyone. I ask Mechila if I anything to ask for.